Hello dear learners, a very warm welcome to the last module of thesis writing. And in the previous module of thesis writing, we have discussed, in the first module, we have discussed how to write synopsis for your thesis. And in the second module, we have discussed how to write introduction, literature review, aims and objective, material and methods. And in this module, we will discuss how to write results, discussion, conclusion, references, and the other remaining part of your thesis. So by the end of this module, you will be able to know how to frame result and discussion part and what are the things to be focused while writing result and discussion and how to write and how to present it. And the lesson plan, we will be following, we will be discussing first result writing, then discussion writing, and then we will discuss how to write result and discussion simultaneously, and then the remaining portion like conclusion, references, summary. So all these things we will cover. So dear learners, the result part, that is very easy to write. So why it is easy? Because in the result section, you are going to represent the observations and the facts of your study. So it's very easy. You are just going to compile those studies, observations and the facts. But in discussion part, you are going to justify, you are going to interpret the result with the help of the supporting literature. So this is what you are going to do in result and discussion. So there are two different ways of presenting result and discussion. You can present the result and discussion separately, and in the second way, you can write result and discussion simultaneously. Or maybe you have to follow some specific guidelines of your institution or instructions of your supervisor. But in any way, you have to represent it in a way so that it's very easy to understand for the reader, for the evaluator of your thesis. You should guide the findings of your study in a logical sequence by using non-textual element, such as figure, chart, photos, map, table, etc. So you can start writing your result, stating in brief that what all you have done just to form a rhythm of your result. And if you are little confused about certain results, you can just go back and recall your research problem, and then you can decide what to write first and in which sequence it has to be written. Or you can also follow the order in which, like from most important one to the least preferred result that has to be written in your thesis. Now, what are the things to remember while writing result? So always write result section in past and past perfect tense. Make sure that each table and figure has a number and a title. There should be one single way of writing table, and focus on writing just observations and data, because interpretation, relevance and justification of the observed data you are going to write in your discussion part. So moving to the tabulation of your result. The result should be tabulated whenever it is feasible, and even when the result of the parameter is not of more than one set, the results of this parameter should be grouped and tabulated with the result of the same parameter for other subjects. It can also be grouped or tabulated to observe any correlation or relevancy with other different or relevant parameter. So a table should possess the following parts essentially. Type, layout, title, column and rows, heading, footnote, and grid lines. So the type, the table should be of uniform type in thesis, and layout preferably should be in portrait form. Title, a brief, clear, and easy to understand title you should write. Column and rows, number of divisions and subdivisions of column or rows should not be confusing. Heading, heading of each column or row should be very brief and complete in all respect. For example, like unit of measurements. So next is footnote. Any extra information like p-value, abbreviations for a particular set of data should be given in footnote by providing a asterisk or any other mark to the relevant data in the table. So this is not compulsory to provide footnote for each table. And lastly, grid lines. The grid lines should be clear enough to show the partitioning between column and rows. Sometimes hiding the grid lines make the table confusing. So you have to take care about grid lines. So one thing you should always keep in mind that you should avoid writing unnecessarily column and rows in the table. You should avoid coloring table unnecessarily. You can also paste the table from MS Excel worksheet to the MS Word document. So this way you are going to save your time. So till now in this module, we have discussed how to write result part, that you have to just mention the observations and data, then how to tabulate your result. And you should always prefer writing the results in the form of a table figure so that it's very easy to understand.